Well, over the past 2 or 3 days, we've been reminded about fall as we get up every morning and the temperature's in between 40 and 46 degrees. So fall is coming, but also coming is the start of this show here on Robin Hood Radio. We always kick off our Sunday morning show with Willie Hallahan from Sporting a Cause. Sporting a Cause, the website, which lists in chronological event all these different athletic events that are fundraisers. And, of course, we always welcome Willie in on a Sunday to talk about those. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. And, boy, not only is it fall weather, but it was gorgeous. I mean, yesterday had to be one of the 10 best days of the year weather-wise. And so if you're involved in any outdoor activity, and there were a lot of them, there were a ton of them yesterday, it had to be a success just for weather reasons alone. Yesterday I went to the Kara Zinke Emergency Fund Golf Tournament. Visited there to take pictures, and it was at the Canaan Country Club. It was packed, as it always is. It's a very popular and well-supported event. I took pictures, and I made it the subject of my blog for this week. The events that move me the most, Marshall, and I have over 600 of them on my website, are the ones that have a person's name in the event title. You know, the so-and-so Memorial 5K run or the so-and-so's Memorial Golf Tournament. These are names that represent people who, during their lifetimes, did something to earn the love and respect of those around them. And after their passing, people started events in their honor and raised money in their name for worthy causes. The Kara Zinke Tournament is one of those. I had a nice conversation with Kara's mother, Petey, yesterday. She told me how Kara had passed away at the age of 18 in 1993 of a cerebral hemorrhage. And just before she died, she asked her mother to be an organ donor. So after her passing, her organs went on to save 4 different people's lives. And after that, the family organized this annual golf tournament. And the proceeds help area families in emergency situations, either because of illness or accidents or death. And I can't imagine a better tribute or legacy, if you will, to someone than to be having good work done in their name well after they're gone. Anyway, I would guess that they're probably, I've never figured it out, maybe 10% of the events that I'm aware of are just such events. They're in honor of someone. They're raising money in their name for a variety of very good causes. This tournament raises about $13,000 a year, and it's distributed through the Canaan Northwest Lions Club. You can find my blog and pictures up on Facebook. Now, on to today and the coming week. As I've said many, many times, September was a super packed month of events. Things start to wind down a bit in October as it starts to get a little colder, but there's still plenty going on. Today, the 3rd, is the last day of the Housatonic Heritage Walk Series. One of the events in Lenox, there are 2 canoe paddling trips on the Housatonic River. One is from 10 to noon. The other is from 1 to 3:30. There's also a tour of the Daniel Chester French landscapes at the Chester Wood Museum Historic Site. That's up in Stockbridge. There's a 2-hour walk at the Benton Hill Preserve in Sharon, and a bunch of other walks as well. This, I gave it a lot of airtime, this series, because it deserved it. It wraps up an 80-event, 5-weekend series, all sponsored by the Upper Housatonic Heritage Area. And if you missed out on any of these tours, fear not. you can go to housatonicheritage.org, and they have a great website. You can find out in great detail about all these special places and visit them when you want to. There won't be guided tours, of course, but you can go and enjoy them on your own. Also today, the Out of the Darkness Walk to Prevent Suicide. This is the Berkshire County version. It'll be held at 10 a.m. at First Street Common in Pittsfield. These folks have raised $52,000 already of a $60,000 goal, but as typically happens, there's an extra flood of donations during the walk, so I'm sure they'll reach their goal. Tomorrow, October 4th, the Unico Golf Tournament will be held at the Torrington Country Club. Unico is the National American Italian-American organization, and it's the Torrington chapter of Unico that's hosting this tournament. They support a whole basket of local causes and projects. Saturday the 9th will be the Norfolk Annual Tour de Forest. This is a 13-mile bike ride that organizers characterize as slow-paced, so it's for anybody who can ride a bike. But since it's going over dirt roads as well as paved roads, they advise people to use either a hybrid bike or a mountain bike with bigger tires. You can register online by Friday. Entry fee is $40 for adults, $20 for 13 to 19-year-olds, and children under 13 are free. Proceeds from this will go to support the Norfolk Rails to Trails and also Great Mountain Forest. Also, Saturday, the CIA Hyde Park 10th Annual Run for Your Knives. This is a 5K run-walk, and it raises money for scholarships for students attending the Culinary Institute. Also Saturday, the Eversource Hartford Marathon, Half Marathon, Team Relay, and Charity 5K will be held at Bushnell Park. This is one of those events, Marshall. It's well outside of my tri-state area of interest, but because it's going to be of interest to runners in our area and around here, I include it. The events, in its entirety, the event includes several big races, and it supports a number of Connecticut charities. It also has a very comprehensive website, and you can find out. It's very complex because there are all kinds of events starting at different times and different locations, but you can get a link to that site at Sporting a Cause. The Fall Fest 5K Trail Run has been canceled this year. It would have been held next Saturday during Salisbury's Fall Festival weekend, but that weekend, too, has been canceled. And on Sunday the 10th, the annual Brewski Fest will be back at Salisbury Ski Jumps. Even though the Fall Festival has been canceled, the Brewski Fest is on. The Sunday in the Country Food Drive will be selling brats and burgers. The Steve Dunn Band will be playing. There are 30 breweries signed up so far for the event. Typically more join in the week leading up to it. State Line Wine and Spirits sponsors and organizes this event for SWAS's benefit, and we're certainly grateful to them. I say we because I am a SWAS director, full disclosure. I know sometimes I give extra airtime to SWAS events, and guilty for sure. I'm a director, and I have a love for the organization, so I probably do give it a tad more airtime than others. I apologize for that. If you want to get tickets for Brewski, you can get them in advance for $30, either online at brewskifest.com, or you can go to State Line Wine and Spirits or Ledgebrook Spirit Shop in Winsted, or you can get them at the door for $35 that day. The event runs from 1 to 4, and you get to take a pumpkin home with you. It's a great event. There's also a golf ball roll. You can buy a numbered golf ball for $5, and just before the end of the event, they take the whole batch of them up to the top of the landing hill, and they all roll down, and whichever one goes furthest wins a great prize. Also on Sunday, the Fall Foliage Half Marathon and 5K will be held over at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds. The Half Marathon starts at 10, the 5K at 10:15. The Michael J. Fox Foundation and Northern Dutchess Hospital Foundation are the beneficiaries of that race. Also next Sunday, the Run for the Hills 10K annual 5K the 10th annual 5K and 10K run will be held at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington. That race will benefit the Great Barrington Land Conservancy. Also Sunday, the Norbrook Farm 5K trail run will be held at the brewery's property in Colebrook. The race begins at 10. And when you're finished, you get a complimentary beverage. Norbrook Brewery will also be represented at Brewski Fest, by the way, and also Great Falls Brewery in Canaan and Brewery Legitimus from New Hartford, all local breweries that will be participating in Brewski Fest. And that's about it, Marshall. It's going to be a busy weekend, but we'll see events start to slow down during the month of October. November, they'll slow down certainly some more. There'll be turkey trot races before Thanksgiving, and then into December we'll be seeing the Christmas-themed Jingle Bell runs and so forth. But still plenty of action going on.
And to show you how things go, over in Armenia yesterday, actually on Saturday, they brought in the Salad Ridge Community Foundation, brought in a rodeo and then a country western concert after it.
Yeah, did you hear about how it went? It had the makings of a great time.
And, sold out.
Up, good.
We gave away 5 pair of tickets on air, and we had people sending notes to us saying, put me in contact with your winners. I'll pay anything for a ticket to the rodeo. So it was a definite sellout. And I told them when they were planning this, you know, in Goshen every year, I don't think they had it this year, but in Goshen every year they have the rodeo.
The Stampede. Yeah, they did have it this year. They split up into 2 different weekends.
And it's always sold out. I mean, it's just – and so I said, you found something here either by accident, or, and it was sold out. So obviously they raised a lot of money for the Armenia Community Foundation. So
Beautiful. So
I think that more and more people are turning out, especially at these events that are outside. Mm-hmm. More and more are going along. The Berlinghof Golf Tournament was held, and that was full once again. So I think more and more people are starting to live their lives again.
Yep, it's great to see.
Willie, I have to live my life and leave you alone here for another week, but I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall, have a good one.
All right, take care.
You too, bye.
That's Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.